This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast. What's up, evil ones? Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett. How's everybody doing so far this week? Hope everybody had a good new year. Hope everybody's starting the new one off good. I myself didn't do a goddamn thing all weekend. Just enjoyed my three-day weekend. All right, for this midweek show, I'm going to be covering Iron Maiden's 10th studio album, The X Factor. It was released on October 2nd, 1995, and it's the first of two albums by the band to include Blaze Bayley on vocals, formerly of the band Wolfsbane, replacing Bruce Dickinson, who left in 1993. Following that year's tour cycle, to pursue a solo career. Now, this album is a little bit darker than their previous nine releases, due to the lyrics being based on personal issues surrounding Steve Harris at the time, who was in the midst of a divorce. All right, let's go over the full band members here. We got, like I said, Blaze Bayley on vocals, Dave Murray, guitars, Jennet Gears, guitars, Steve Harris, bass production and mixing, and Nico McBrain on drums. Additional musicians on the record, we got Michael Kenney on keyboards, and the Expression Choir doing Gregorian chants on the opening song of the record. The album was recorded on from August 1994 to August 1995 at Barnyard Studios in Essex, England. Genre, of course, is heavy metal. Length of the record is 70 minutes, 54 seconds. Label is EMI and CMC International. In North America. It was produced by Steve Harris and Nigel Green. It was mastered by Ronald Whalen. Nick McKenna and Les Lambert were assistant engineers. Hugh Syme did the digital illustration, sleeve design, and art direction. Ross Halfen, photography. Simon Fowler, photography. Rod Smallwood was the manager. Let's see here. Andy Taylor was manager. And that's it for the production team there. Now, this album did pretty good in Europe. It got up to 8 on UK albums charts. But the U.S. Billboard Top 200... it only got up to 147, and it didn't even go gold. It only hit silver in the UK. That's with 60,000 copies sold. So, not too good of sales on this record, for sure. All right, let's go over the track listing here. Track one, we got Sign of the Cross. Track 2, Lord of the Flies, and that was released as their second single off the album. That's based off the movie of the same name and novel of the same name. Track 3, Man on the Edge, and that was their first single they released, and that is based on the movie from 1993, Falling Down. Track 4, Fortunes of War. Track 5, Look for the Truth. Track 6, The Aftermath. And that is based on, what is that based on? Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness. Track 7, Judgment of Heaven. Track 8, Blood on the World's Hands. Track 9, The Edge of Darkness. And that's based on the movie Apocalypse Now from 1979. Track 10, 2 a.m. Track 11, Unbeliever. And then they released a Japanese bonus disc, and it had three extra songs on it. Justice of the Peace, I Live My Way, and Judgment Day. And I believe they put them all on a B-sides record that they came, compilation record that they came out with. And also this album was remastered in 2015 with the rest of their albums up to that date. So, all right, let's move it on to the tour. They didn't really have that big a tour for this. And they mostly played smaller venues for sure. The mid-90s sucked for heavy metal bands because grunge was king at the time. I know we've talked about that before, so. But anyway, they did a pretty nice sized European tour. Played a lot of festivals and stuff in 95. And then in 96, they only did 12 shows in North America. Like I said, small venues, clubs and stuff. So, that's what grunge did to metal. They did play Dallas, though, on that tour. Down in Deep Ellum, I don't know which club it was. It says Deep Ellum Live, which isn't even around anymore, so. All right, here's my thoughts on the X Factor. I actually love this album. A lot of people don't. A lot of people gave this album shit because Bruce wasn't on it. I think Blaze did a great job singing on this record, for sure. Dave and Janik's guitars are awesome. I think it's some of the best guitar work on an Iron Maiden album, for sure. So, I'm going to give it a 4.5. That's how much I like it. It's one of my favorite Maiden albums, for sure. So if you've never heard this album before, I highly recommend it. And I'm going to play some snippets at the end here. If you've never heard it, you can check a little bit of it out. So, all right, everybody, that's all I got for the midweek this week. Thanks for watching, listening. Check us out on all the social medias. Hit that like and subscribe on the YouTube. Leave us an Apple review. Would be much appreciated. And we will talk to you on Sunday. I think we're doing the prophecy this week. So stay tuned for that also. All right, everybody. Thanks and stay evil. We'll be right back.
futile.